Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Mother of Sheridan officer's killer sentenced to federal prison. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The mother of the man who shot and killed Sheridan Police Sergeant Nevada Krenke has been sentenced to prison and probation. According to the Sheridan Press, on Wednesday, U.S. District Court Judge Alan B. Johnson sentenced 71-year-old Eileen Marie Hurley to 12 months and one day in federal prison, followed by 1 year of supervised probation. Hurley admitted to transferring a firearm to her son, William Lowry, who was a convicted felon, and later giving false testimony about the purchase. During the sentence, sentencing in Cheyenne, Sergeant Krenke's widow, Carla Krenke, delivered a victim impact statement reflecting on her husband's service and the lasting void his death left in her family and the Sheridan community. Because of ongoing health issues, Hurley will serve her time in the Federal Medical Center in Lexington, Kentucky, a facility designed for inmates who require medical or mental health care. She is required to report to the facility by 1:30 p.m. on November 17th. Hurley also waived her right to appeal the sentence. Wyoming homeowners must apply for the 25% property tax reduction by February 2026. Wyoming homeowners looking to take advantage of the state's new 25% property tax reduction will need to submit an application between October 1, 2025 and February 2, 2026. The tax break stems from Senate File 69, passed during the 2025 legislative session and signed into law by Governor Mark Gordon on March 4th. The law grants a 25% reduction on the fair market value of a single-family home and its land capped at $1 million. While the exemption was automatically applied to all homes for the 2025 tax year, starting in 2026, property owners must attest to living in their homes at least 8 months of the year to qualify. Active duty military members are exempt from the residency requirement. The law has brought relief to many homeowners, but also created challenges for local governments since the state is not reimbursing lost revenue, forcing some communities to trim their budgets. Other property tax changes passed in 2025 include a short-term 50% exemption for long-term homeowners. Owners age 65 and older, adjusted income limits for the property tax refund program, and an expanded veterans exemption, which doubled from $3,000 to $6,000 off assessed value. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.